And we are joined by Mr. Romain Cassan of a company called Price Induction, which sounds like, you know, they go around sticking prices on things or something.
It does. Sure. It sounds like a retail outlet.
Yes. Anyway, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I'm very good and pleased to be with you, like, right now.
Very good. And we understand that you don't put prices on things. You actually make engines.
We do. We do a turbofan engine, which is optimized for the general aviation kind of flight envelope.
Like one of those?
Kind of.
It's a pair of F5s.
A bit less powerful.
That's incredible, because that's always been the complaint with jet engines. They just are not fuel economical. Fuel efficient is the term at low altitude.
That was one of the ideas behind the very first design of the engine. We wanted to do something. Avgas is a problem. Avgas is disappearing. So there's not that many solutions around. And we wanted to do a turbofan for all those aircraft around here that fly in that 10 to 25,000 altitude. And we wanted to do a turbine which could be fuel efficient for those people.
Well, that's quite an undertaking. I mean, turbine technology is not new, but you've got to get the compression ratios up in order to get the efficiency up.
That's one of the things, but the way we went at it is we went for a very high bypass ratio. Basically, you try and get as close as you can from a turboprop. Turboprop are efficient in those lower altitudes, so there's no reason we couldn't do a turbofan, which is too. So the way to do that is it's actually a geared turbofan. So we've got a gearbox between the low pressure turbine and the fan, allowing us to have the low pressure turbine always working where it's very efficient, and the fan as well, because you want the turbine really to spin as fast as it can, and the fan to spin as slowly as it can. So we do that with having a gearbox in the middle of the engine.
So how many models of engines do you guys produce at this point?
The engine is not flying yet, so it's on a test bench. And it's the seventh version of the engine. We've been running on a test bench for 5 years now, and we accumulated 450 hours of test bench experience.
Good.
So far.
When are you guys going to bring this into production?
We've just finished a big endurance test block. So we took the test block from the certification and ran the engine a little bit higher than one was expected, just to see what the engine has got. And it went through it perfectly. So it's not just a matter of finding the perfect sail to try and do the flight tests.
Now, what kind of thrust range are we working here?
The first version of the engine, which is the Gen 380, has got 560 pound of thrust. And its bigger brother, which is really the same engine, we just burn more fuel and need to adapt some little details in the inside. And then we get to 740 pound of thrust.
And how much does the engine weigh?
The engine is 175 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. That's really
bad.
Good. That's really good. And I'm assuming it's full electronic fuel control and everything, so it's...
It's faded control, and it's what we call an all-electric engine. It means that we've got a starter generator directly on the high-pressure shaft, so in the very middle of the engine. We start the engine that way, and then it produces electricity when we're running. We use that electricity to control the electric motor for the fuel and oil pump. So there is no mechanical connection between the engine and its equipment anymore, and the faded controls all of that.
Well, that's an interesting design, because usually the fuel pumps and your oil pumps are spun off an accessory section. So
it's probably more efficient to do it electrically.
Probably
the mechanical,
and easier to manufacture as well.
It is easier to manufacture, easier to maintain, because you can just take the pumps off the engine very easily. Everything's around it easily accessible. And it's also very easy for the fader to control everything, because it's disconnected from the engine. So if you want more thrust, you just ask the pump to rotate faster, sends more fuel, and here you go.
It's very simple, very similar to the radio control turbines. The computer controls the fuel pump, and, the model turbines don't use oil pumps. But
right.
Nonetheless, that's a pretty good idea. It's very interesting.
So you're well on your way. You've completed the endurance test block, so you're going to be applying for certification soon, I'm assuming.
We will be applying for certification in Europe to start with, and then go for the FAA certification. It's way easier when you already have one to get the second one. It's just a matter of applying for the small detail that changes from one to the other.
Well, this is a very small engine, 740 pounds of thrust. What kind of aircraft are you setting this thing up for?
So if you do a single engine aircraft with the first engine, the 560, the kind of weight that you're going to get is 2,000 pounds. You can take off on a 2,000 pound aircraft. If you put two engines in there, you can go all the way to 3,000 pounds, maybe 3,500 pounds. And if you put the higher version on it, then you can go to the 4,400 pounds weight. And that gives you like beautiful four-seaters, which could fly at 270 knots, 25,000 feet, and go 1,000 or 1,100 nautical miles.
That's a pretty ambitious project.
Do you have an aircraft in mind for a testbed?
We have a couple of ideas. We're talking a lot with a lot of people. It's so good to be in Oshkosh for that. There's so many beautiful aircrafts around. So we talk with a lot of people. We're not quite ready to announce it. But, yeah, we've got a couple of ideas in mind.
Good. Well, I was going to say, there's been a lot of focus lately on turboprops with home-built aircraft. Are you guys going to produce a turboprop version of this as well?
The turboprop version might exist down the road. We're a small company. We don't have that many resources, so we really need to focus on that one product, get it to the market. And the other thing is, a turboprop is, of course, a beautiful engine, easy to integrate, but it's really way more complex to do than a turbofan. So we think for about the same price, we could be able to produce two of the turbofan or one of the turboprops. You could really have a twin jet or a single turboprop for the same thing, and we believe there might be a lot of people around which would be interested in having a small twin jet.
I was going to say, that could be interesting. Are you talking to any of the amateur-built aircraft designers and companies about this?
That's one of the good things of being around in Oshkosh. There's so many people to talk to, so we've basically spent a week talking with a lot of different people, yeah. It's a great show.
Somebody's going to build a 50% Honda jet.
Yeah, really.
That would be neat.
That would. Yeah. Or they're going to take a Starship, shrink that down to 50%, and put a pair of turbofans on it.
There are definitely a lot of different possibilities. Yeah, it's a good engine. We really believe in it, and we really believe there could be wonderful aircraft around it. So
now, one consideration these days is noise. Are you guys trying to make this thing as quiet as possible?
That engine, we think, is going to surprise a lot of people. It's going to be really, really quiet. There's a couple of reasons for that. The gearbox that I've talked about earlier allows us to have a fan rotating really slow. That means that the tip of the blade is always way under sonic speed, and it means that it does very little noise, the fan itself. The other good thing about that engine is that when you want to be fuel efficient in all altitude, as I said, is you want to have very high bypass ratio. That means that most of the air that comes out of the engine is actually cold air, and that is also a good way of having a really quiet engine.
Well, you know, bird strikes have been in the news in the past couple of years. This is being a smaller engine. Are you having to build it more robust so that it can withstand a bird strike and keep on going?
We have to certify it to the same standard as any other turbine engine around. So we will have to go through some ingestion tests. We haven't done that yet.
Thaw the chicken.
We will unfreeze the chicken before. We will think about that. And we've done all the simulation and calculations. Not the real test so far, but we believe it should pass it.
We'd like to volunteer to throw chickens at your engine.
You go. That'll be good.
I'm sure it'll find its way onto YouTube, too.
Exotic materials, construction methods, just all CNC?
Not really. To be cheap, because that's really what this market asks. You want to keep the cost as low as possible, and that means using technologies that have been proven already. If you want to do, you know, that a big concept, use a lot of new things, it will get the prices up, and we really don't want to do that. So we're using technology that have been used and proven. There's a few bits and tricks here and there that make the engine more efficient, but all in all, it's pretty classic and robust.
I was going to say, so you're not reinventing the wheel, you're just fine-tuning it for another application.
Exactly. We don't want to reinvent anything. We're a small company. We're modest. We know we don't have a 2,000 engineers team to do any of the work, so we really need to keep it simple. And that means, you know, lower price, lower maintenance. That's really what we aim for.
What's your goal in terms of time frame to market?
As I said before, we just really finished a lot of good testing on the ground. So the next step is really to make it fly. So we're talking with a lot of people right now, and we hope it's going to happen that we can really announce something before the end of the year. Maybe make it fly in a 12-month thing, and having the first one delivered in 24 months.
Wow. Nice.
I was going to say, has Yves Rossi contacted you yet?
No, I'm not sure who.
He's got a flying wing that he straps on his back.
Oh, yeah. I know. Engines. Yeah, sure. No, we follow his things around, but no, we haven't really
talked. You'd have to do a Slim Pickens with their thing. You'd have to put it between your legs and ride it like a horse.
That'd be fun, too.
He'd probably do that, too,
yeah.
I'm sure.
What's your target price?
It's the very first time we're in the United States, so what we're trying to do is show investors that we're not the only one thinking it's a good idea. So the target price for the experimental market will be $250,000. But for those people who want to come and see us, we have a booth at the show, and we're trying to get people to sign a letter of interest, basically saying that they think the idea is a good one, that the potential application for it, things like that. In exchange for that, they help us. That would help us a lot. In exchange for that, we will give those people a $50,000 discount on the engine if they decide to buy one later on.
Nice. That's a very good incentive.
It really is a win-win. You don't have to buy an engine. It's just helping us a lot, and we give you something in exchange that you can use or decide not to use without any kind of... it's non-binding at all.
Nice.
Very good.
And, of course, for the person that comes into that, there's no money involved at all. You just have to say, here, sign this, life is good.
Exactly.
Well, there's going to be a lot of jet replicas out there, I foresee.
I foresee that, too. Could be very interesting for those who always wanted to be a jet pilot but couldn't afford the cost.
All right. I just wish to say the number of the booth one more time.
Oh,
so the
sure.
company is Price
Certainly.
Induction, and we are in the booth 332. So if
and
people
you
want
have
to
an
come
engine
around,
there we can look at.
We have an engine on display there, a lot of information, and we've got a team of engineers. So if anyone want to talk with us, we're there all day long and tomorrow just to talk with you.
Very
nice.
Good.
Oh, you have a website too, correct?
We have a website, so all the information are on the booth, and the website is www.price-induction.com.
Simple enough.
All right, well, thank you for joining us, Romain.
Thank you for having me.